Good morning. I'm Danielle Venton, and this is the California Report. And in California...
Let's be clear. Our roads suck.
That's the problem State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon and fellow Democrats are trying to solve with a new $52 billion transportation infrastructure proposal. The deal announced yesterday aims to repair California's local roads and highways and comes with new investments in public transportation. The measure will be paid for by drivers through an increase in the state's gas tax and annual vehicle fee. Governor Jerry Brown defended the proposed hit to drivers' wallets.
Yes, it costs money. And if the roof in your house is, leaking, you better fix it because it gets worse all the time.
Republicans in the legislature say the state already has the money to pay for improvements. Their votes may not be needed to pass the plan, though, as Democrats have a supermajority in both the Senate and Assembly. Today's survey of the Sierra snowpack will confirm what every skier knows. This has been a banner year for snow. But as KQED science editor Craig Miller explains, probably not a record year.
2 years ago, almost to the day, Governor Jerry Brown stood on a barren slope near Echo Summit using the stark backdrop to announce statewide mandatory water restrictions.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow.
If he makes a return visit this year, he'd better take snowshoes, as he'd be standing on closer to 10 feet of snow. Currently, the snowpack stands at about 60% above average for this date, but this year's bounty is not likely to beat the record year of 1983.
Part of the difference this year is the storms are coming in warm.
That's Roger Bales, who directs the Sierra Nevada Research Institute at UC Merced. He says the snow line, where rain turns to snow, keeps moving uphill as the climate warms, so we can expect more rain and less snow in the mountains.
Our best projections or outlooks using climate models suggest that as we continue to put more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, we're going to see, on average, warmer winter temperatures.
For the record, that 1983 snowpack was 230% of average on April 1st, a record that, with the changing climate, may never be broken. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
The latest candidate to jump into the 2018 race for California lieutenant governor says he's a triple threat to President Donald Trump. Dr. Asif Mahmood, a political newcomer, announced his candidacy yesterday in Los Angeles. Reporter Erica Aguilar was there.
Dr. Asif Mahmood stood outside the Federal Immigration Building and challenged the president.
It's time to get tough on hate.
The 56-year-old pulmonologist is a Muslim immigrant from rural Pakistan, living in a heavily blue area of Southern California. He says that's what makes him a threat to Donald Trump.
I am here to fight for the cause, for the people, and I will continue to do that day and night.
Mahmood, who is running as a Democrat, believes all Californians should have Medicare. The Pasadena resident has practiced medicine for 17 years and says he's got the credentials to make sure people have access to health care.
I do this every day, in the office, in the hospital, in the intensive care unit, when they leave the hospital, and when they need families in support.
Mahmood also supports free community college. Although the duties of lieutenant governor are mostly ceremonial, that person does have a seat on the University of California Board of Regents. Dr. Asif Mahmood will have to work hard to get his name known to voters. The race is already attracting more seasoned politicians. State Senator Ed Hernandez of the San Gabriel Valley has announced he'll run, and State Senate Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon has established a fundraising committee. For the California Report, I'm Erica Aguilar in Los Angeles.
And now let's go to the border. At a time when diplomatic relations between politicians in the capitals of Washington, D.C. and Mexico City are pretty rocky, business leaders in San Diego just wrapped up a 3-day trip to Mexico City yesterday. They were there to discuss the border economy with Mexican legislators. KPBS reporter Jean Guerrero has been in Mexico City covering the trip, and she joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Now, after all the bad blood between the federal governments of these two countries, what was the tone of the trip like?
So the tone was very, very positive. I mean, one of the most common, refrains that I kept hearing was, we want to build bridges, not walls. Then they were highlighting examples of how the San Diego-Tijuana region has been doing that. For example, through this cross-border bridge called the Cross-Border Express, which allows people to travel directly into the Tijuana airport from San Diego very easily in just a few minutes. And they were they were highlighting these examples and saying we need more of this and we need to not ignore what's happening in San Diego and Tijuana.
And so earlier this week, a group signed a memorandum of understanding with Mexico's Senate. Can you walk us through this agreement?
Yes. So it was led by the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce, which includes Tijuana and San Diego business leaders, as well as politicians. So it sets up a working group of those members, as well as members of the Mexican Senate, who will commit to collaborating on Mexican federal legislation on issues of immigration, border infrastructure, and trade.
Are there specific projects that might benefit the border region that could be impacted by this memorandum of understanding?
Specifically, ports of entry infrastructure would probably be the projects first on the table. For example, there's a new port of entry called Otay 2, which would be operated by tolls. And a lot of the details have yet to be worked out. And so obviously having these meetings through the memorandum of understanding would help move that forward in a way that makes sense for both sides of the border.
Now, you know, the Trump administration has signaled an interest in renegotiating NAFTA. What did both sides have to say about that major trade agreement this week?
So one of the main messages of the delegation was that NAFTA has been highly beneficial for the San Diego-Tijuana border region in terms of profits for businesses on both sides. I interviewed both the mayor of San Diego and the mayor of Tijuana, and both of them said, like, we want to make sure that NAFTA isn't repealed. We want to negotiate it so that it becomes more modernized, for example, taking into account e-commerce, which was never factored into the original agreement. So modernizing it instead of pulling out of it.
You know, we hear a lot about the disconnect on border issues between California and the federal government. Do you sense a similar disconnect between the government in Mexico City and border areas like Tijuana?
That's definitely one of the things that I discussed with a lot of the business people here, as well as the politicians. They said that because Mexico City is just as far from the border as Washington, D.C., the federal officials are often out of touch with the reality at the border. And so part of the importance of this delegation for them is to make sure that federal officials in Mexico are aware of what is happening on the ground at the border.
Jean, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
That was KPBS reporter Jean Guerrero joining us by Skype.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement. PersonalCapital.com. Barracuda Networks, cloud-ready firewalls engineered for today's next-generation business networks. Learn more at barracuda.com/cloud-ready. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And finally today, California could soon have something it's waited 66 million years for. Santa Monica Assemblyman Richard Bloom has introduced a bill to make Augustinophilus our official state dinosaur. The dinosaur even has its own Twitter account. Its bio says it's vegetarian, a firm believer in science, and barely older than Governor Jerry Brown. And that's the California Report for Thursday, March 30th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Danielle Venton.